We all have that one breakup that still haunts us to this day. Maybe we find an old love note while rooting through a junk drawer and turn red. Maybe an Instagram photo makes us tear up suddenly. Maybe you still text each other on your birthdays. That feeling, years later, it's not love. It's something else, you know? It's your body's muscle memory reacting to what it was like to share time with someone else. Just like how you start breathing heavy before a race. You can get over a relationship, but time is much more difficult to move on from. Tonight's story has a couple near the end of their road reliving the ups and downs of their relationship. It's about things we say when we're intimate with someone, and it's about the things we never stop being afraid to say. You know what I mean. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents When You Know, You Know. A DTC radio story by Krista Gonzalez.
Better when you've been sweating.
No doubt.
You got some on your chin.
No, it's just a scar.
I didn't know scars were egg yolk colored.
Oh my god, how embarrassing.
You've got an appetite. I like that. What's the story behind that scar underneath your egg on your face anyway?
I bet you're pretty proud of that one.
Maybe. I've got a few other tricks up my sleeve.
I bet you do.
That must have been some gash.
Yeah, no, I can take it. I was 10. I was riding my bike super fast down the street. I was hauling ass to get home, and I got the bright idea to test how fast I could push. I hit a rock and went flying over the handlebars and just ate it. I was more upset about the bike than the blood gushing from my chin and hands. I guess it's kind of like when you're driving and a few minutes pass by and you can't quite remember how you got to where you are, you know? I guess we either get distracted and never notice the things in our way, or they completely knock us off balance and veer us into another path. And sometimes you have a scar or two to show for it. I played this in high school. Did you know that? Maybe we should stop off in Jack in the Box and get something to eat. It's Vanessa. I can tell her to call later.
Answer it.
I'll tell her that now isn't a good time.
Whatever.
Flor?
Hey, V.
Are you there alone?
You're on speaker. Steven and I are in the car on our way home.
Call me later, girl. I'm here if you need anything.
Sorry. Talk to me, Steven. And you wanted to get married, and you can't even talk to me. Oh my God! What are you doing? What the hell was that? Get back in the car. It's late.
Do you have any idea? Whatever.
Listen, I know that it couldn't have been easy to make tonight happen, but you still hadn't even told me whether or not you're open to moving to New York with me.
That's what the proposal was for. I thought it'd be like, I don't know, say yes to the yes.
Are you joking right now? You set up an elaborate public proposal to clarify something that you've been hanging over my head silently for weeks? And you're surprised you caught me off guard? I can't believe
it. I thought that it was gonna be romantic.
Romantic? No, Steven. Romantic is a surprise vacation to the coast, just the two of us. Not proposing to me in front of all our friends and family after avoiding what came up during the last time you said more than 5 words to me.
What the hell, Flor? Your voicemail was cryptic as fuck.
I know, sorry.
Whoa, wait. ¿Qué es esto?
A 3-pack.
A 3-pack of P6, girl. Do you think you're...
I don't know, maybe.
Girl, y'all are going rogue kind of early, don't you think?
B, it's been a year and we're not seeing other people, so...
Girl, I guess. So why isn't he here to help you pee or whatever? Oh my God. He has no idea, does he? Girl, you have to tell...
No, I don't have to do anything.
All right.
Just stand outside the door while I pee and keep an eye on the front door. Steve is playing video games with Mo at your house, so we shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, I know. Mo asked me where I was going when I left.
Well, what did you tell him?
Whole Foods, which means I bought us at least 2 hours.
Okay, now we wait.
How long?
The box had 2 minutes.
Should we stare at it or? So, plus means?
Fuck.
Check the box, maybe it says A plus, your contraception.
Not went. Now, V.
What are you?
I don't know.
Are you gonna tell
me? I don't know.
What can I?
I don't know.
Hey, slow down. You don't have to know right now. Ah, shit. Hey, Monstro, what's up? Sure, anything else, Your Highness? I am, but I'm still cruising for parking. Ah, God damn it, you asshole! Gotta go, babe, some jerk off took my spot. Gonna go scare him with my brown skin and the volume of my voice. I love you! Get in the car. We're going to Whole Foods. That way I'm not a 100% liar. I'll buy you a bullshit pregnancy juice or whatever, and we can talk shit about the putas in yoga pants.
Notice, but lately I've been drifting aimlessly.
Classical music, 1600.
Answer there.
Hey! How'd gaming go with Mo? Wait, what is that amazing smell? Did you go to Rudy's barbecue?
Long live Fat Kid Friday! We got brisket, pork ribs, and sausage, and potato salad, and coleslaw. for the vegetables. Do you think that our kids will be chubby like we were?
Whoa! Where did that come from?
I don't know. Mo and Vanessa started talking about having kids, and I just thought...
Yeah, I mean, I hope they'd be chubby, with lots of rolls.
And I could take them to get ice cream when you tell us we can't have any. I'd be the cool dad, you'd be the mean mom.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you not want kids?
Oh, I thought we were just, like, fantasizing or whatever. Well, I mean, you were fantasizing about me being a mean mom.
No, I was just playing, but you don't want kids?
I mean, no, not really.
Like 100%.
I mean, like 92% sure I don't. But that's only because I know that, like, life happens or whatever, and that 8%. Are you 100% sure you want kids?
Well, no, but not 100%. I mean, I'd like to keep my options open.
Oh, well, should we have a bigger conversation about it, or?
We're having a conversation now.
Okay. Listen, we know where we stand right now, and you're not even 92% certain, so... Maybe we can just revisit it when or if you get to a point where you know you need to be a dad.
Yeah.
I've been honest with you from the beginning, so we might as well do this now. Since you couldn't do it with me weeks ago.
I don't actually believe that you don't want to be a mother. You'd be an amazing mother.
Yes, I would be an amazing mother. Yes, you're right. And I'd be an incredible circus performer or lawyer. But I don't plan on running off to the circus for either of those roles.
I know. I just thought you'd change your mind eventually.
Look,
I know what you're going to say. Look, I know. It's crazy. It's patriarchal and misogynist or whatever.
And irresponsible.
Floor.
And unkind and reckless.
I just love you. Okay? And I want to have a family with you.
And you want someone to say yes to your stage proposal after you don't speak to them for weeks and move to whatever city you want to move to when you want to move it and have your kids and raise them. When have you ever asked me what I want in life, Steven? When have you ever made a single major life decision with even the slightest consideration for what I want out of life?
Don't just stand there and act like I haven't supported you and your dreams.
Oh, actively supporting my dreams and simply not getting in the way and remaining hands off are two really different things.
Well, what about all the times that I gave up?
I want a child-free life in New York at Columbia University. And I thought I wanted you to be there with me for it, since you can work anywhere. And I waited for you to get your master's, but... You know, now that I think about it, when I said no in there in front of everyone, I meant it.
So that's...
You want to marry someone who doesn't exist.
That's it? So we're done.
Steven, you can't compromise on a kid. We can't have half a kid. We can't just, like, have a pair of legs or a floating torso that doesn't speak or drain our bank account.
Okay, but what about...
How long are we going to do this, huh?
Did you see the look on his face when you destroyed him at the river?
Your friends are never going to let me come over for Hold'em again. But when you're ready to take your secret weapon to Vegas, let me know.
Yeah, sugar mama.
Oh, my God. It's the letter from Columbia.
Open it, babe.
Well, what if it's a no?
It's not a no unless it's a no. I don't even know what that means, but whatever. All right, just open it already.
Dear Mrs. Garza, congratulations. On behalf of the admissions committee, I am pleased to inform you that your application for the admission to graduate school to arts and sciences at Columbia University has been approved!
Oh, that is awesome, babe. I am so proud of you.
Columbia! This is amazing! I can't believe it! What? What is it? You don't look excited at all.
I am. I'm happy for you. But we have a life here. I mean, our friends are here, and...
But you said yourself that you're getting tired of it here, and you wanted a change of scenery. You've been even applying to jobs in other cities.
But I'm from New York.
Oh, whatever. You're from Rye. We'd be living in actual New York, with high-rises and public transportation and brown people.
It would kind of feel like moving backwards, you know?
Backwards? Since when is New York City moving backwards? Steven... This is a really big opportunity for me. I can't let it slip away. I skipped the last application so you could finish your program at UT. And this is my last chance. Babe, I want you to come with me.
I know, I just...
Just come, honey. What's there to think about? It'll be a new adventure for us.
All right, fuck it. I gotta say it. I'm not moving to New York unless I'm certain that I want to marry you.
Wow. I thought you did want to marry me. I mean, it's been 2 years. I didn't... Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this is about me not wanting kids, isn't it? You... Steven!
It's normal to want kids, you know? Like, people aren't stupid or a plebeian or whatever for wanting a family. You know what?
Where are you going? For a walk. We need to figure this
out. Let's just drop it.
But...
Hi, this is Flor. Leave me a message. Flower power.
Hey, baby. It's me. I know it's been a tough few weeks for us, but I want to make it up to you. Please? I pulled your favorite red dress, and I left it on the bed for you, and I'm wearing the shoes you bought me. Please meet me at the Elephant Room at 9. I love you. We can just pause the music for a bit? Thanks, guys. Everyone, thank you so much for being here tonight. You've been so important in the lives of Flor and I, and I'm really, really happy that you'll be here when she says yes. grab one of the champagne toasts from the bar and please find a good hiding spot because she'll be here any minute. Okay, what if, fine, okay, I come with you. I don't want to imagine my life without you, Flor. Can we at least, I don't
You're
know.
You're getting in my way, Stephen. I don't have time to keep compromising geography and timetables and life plans. Frankly, if you want kids, you grambled on the wrong girl. And now you don't have much time to keep waiting for me to change my mind because I won't. I won't.
Flor, you're making a big mistake. Okay, let's just
I just
talk about please.
Come pick you up. He'll be here soon. Please get out of the car. There's an umbrella in the back.
But I... Please.
Just don't. Don't. Just go. You know what? New York is waiting for me. I'm okay.
When You Know was recorded in its entirety on October 15 in Burbank, California, featuring Kiara Maya, Joseph Maxwell, and Krista Gonzalez. It was written by Krista Gonzalez and directed by Darren Taylor. Sound engineering by Curtis Fritsch. Sound design by Leisha Brown. Sound editing by Tyler Grimes. Play development by Jamie Johnson. Artwork by Andrew Singer. DTC radio theme by Spencer Robelin. When You Know, You Know was a DTC radio production. My name is Pip Gangenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Emmy winner Laura Dern, wherever you are.